A story now on mobilizing to help wounded veterans deal with their physical sacrifices on the battlefield. Each year, the American Society of Mechanical Engineers hosts the iShow, or Innovation Showcase, in which teams compete to create hardware-based social innovation products that address social and environmental problems facing individuals and communities around the world. Participants range in age and skill level, and winners receive $50,000 to go towards the production and distribution of their inventions. Jessica Minold, a very energetic Jessica Minold, was one of this year's three winners, a mechanical engineering grad student at Penn State. She created a bioengineered prosthetic that can be placed in a human socket, that is the stump left from the amputation of a limb, in only 2 hours.
We got tasked with increasing the access for amputees across developing countries. And so initially we were like, oh, we'll develop something, you know, sexy, like a foot or a knee. And then after traveling around South Africa, talking to clinics across the US and Germany, we realized that the socket was actually one area that really hadn't seen a lot of innovation.
Let's explain what a prosthetic socket is, because we're not talking about a USB socket
right.
here. We're talking about something that's very mechanical, very organic, physical.
The best way to think about the socket is the piece of the prosthetic leg that connects the human to the artificial. You know, everyone knows you have a prosthetic foot, you might have an ankle, a knee, but then there is this piece that kind of actually slips onto your residual limb, and that is the prosthetic socket. And so it's extremely customized, has to be really custom made to fit the amputee's residual limb, their shape and geometry.
And this process typically takes how long?
Typically, it takes about 3 to 6 months to create a full working prosthetic socket.
And what can the cost typically be?
So the cost varies from country to country. In Brazil, for example, it's typically about $350 just for the materials, and then you're paying for the prosthetist time on top of that, and they're highly trained technicians, so it's obviously very expensive.
Your solution, or your better mousetrap here, what do you have to offer here?
So we have the Amparo socket, and the best way to think about this is to think about it like a mouth guard, which obviously is custom to every individual, and you boil it and then slip it inside your mouth, it forms to your teeth. So in a similar way, we've created a socket that uses a thermoplastic material encased in a PU-coated textile. Prosthetists and technicians can kind of just heat it up very quickly and then directly mold it to the patient's limb. And so it takes less than 2 hours to create our socket.
I'm assuming that this time that is taken to customize traditional sockets is because it's not just about the molding. It's about a lot of other things.
Yeah, that's a really important point. What prosthetists do is a combination of art and engineering. I mean, they're partly sculptors. And so we didn't at all want to, you know, infringe on that. Prosthetists are still able to get all of the proper sculpting, do all the proper loading, fit the base plate, which, you know, looks at the alignment of the pylon, the foot, everything like that. So they're still able to do all the typical things that they normally would. It just allows them to make it a lot faster.
And they're sculpting with this thermoplastic.
Yes, because you can just do it directly onto the patient's limb, obviously after you let it cool down a little bit. They can just directly mold it as they see fit. And if they would like to, you know, change something on it, they can kind of just heat up that particular area, press in with their hands and fix it right away.
And do people typically use one socket as an amputee, or do they have different kinds of prosthetics for different kinds of applications?
I know some athletes have different sockets that are, you know, maybe a little bit tighter fit than their everyday socket. But also a large problem with typical prosthetic sockets is that if you gain or lose 5 pounds, which, you know, to me that happens that throughout the course of a day, your socket doesn't necessarily fit anymore. And so if you gain more than that, you might have to come in and get an entirely new socket. And certainly about every 2 to 3 years, you do have to get a new prosthetic socket, regardless of whether you've gained or lost weight, just because your residual limb is constantly changing shape. So for us, we were really excited that this could be remolded, and it would save, in the long term, a lot on the typical cost of a prosthetic socket.
Is this scalable?
Yeah. So our goal is to kind of create a set of sizes so that a prosthetist could kind of order or take off the shelf, you know, a medium, small, or large, for example, and just fit it directly to the amputee. So for us, we are looking to scale so that it's as easy as possible to get these sockets in the hands of the amputees and the prosthetists.
Is this only useful for people in the developing world, or could everyone benefit from this?
So initially, you know, we kind of had our blinders up and we're like, this is just a developing world product. But as we've talked to people and certainly after some feedback, we've kind of been realizing that this really could have a lot of applications in the first world. For example, for veterans in the U.S., there's also some markets in Germany as well we've been looking at.
You talked about having blinders on. This is pretty interesting. It seems to me part of the genius of engineering, aside from all the wizardry that you can do, it's figuring out a way to remove those blinders so that you can really see what the needs are. How did you do that here?
We had two people on our team who actually weren't engineers. They were from the design thinking school at Berlin. So they really helped us to not just focus on the technology, but focus on the users and the people, starting with empathy first and starting with the user first. And that has really helped us out because, you know, we have a goal of increasing access to prosthetic limbs for individuals who don't necessarily have access to them. And so it's kind of a good check for us. You know, if we're developing a product that isn't necessarily reaching that end or isn't helping our end users, then why are we developing the product?
It seems that you may have had a couple of revelations in doing this project.
I learned that it's not always great to just do technology for technology's sake. I mean, we really did kind of want to develop something like cool, like a knee or a foot. And for me, it's translated to all the other projects I work on. I try and always start with a need so that we have a problem looking for a solution as opposed to a solution looking for a problem.
Well, congratulations. Good luck to you and your team.
And thank you.
Congratulations on winning this prize.
Thanks so much.
Jessica Minold is a graduate student in mechanical engineering at Penn State University and one of the winners of the American Society of Mechanical Engineers Innovation Showcase.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.